Hey, good evening, everyone. Sorry about that. Good evening. It is Tuesday, August 13, 2019. How are you? How's it going? Yeah, running just a tad bit late, but hey, better late than never. Typically, this is when I'm ending. Now I'm starting. But good evening. So it's Leadership in the News, and let's go back in time. I don't even know how many years. It's so long. 40, 50, 60 years ago? Something. 61. August 13, 1961, that's the day that the East German Communist government shut down the border and built the Berlin Wall, started it up, built it from the ground up. What did they do? Why did they do it? Not because people were trying to get into their country, because their own people were trying to leave the country. So that's what happened on this day, August 13, 1961, the Berlin Wall went up, borders were closed. It used to be just basically a mark in the city, and they said nope, now it's been divided, and so there we are. And then 28 years later it fell, the Berlin Wall fell. Okay, so today in the news, what are we talking about today in the news? No, we're not talking about that. Anyway, moving on. Wow, there's so much stuff going on in the news, a little bit of everything. I saw where that Chrisley person from that USA TV show, the reality show, that Chrisley person apparently is claiming that somebody, some bad evil doer in their organization a few years back decided to forge some documents, forge their signatures, and now they've been indicted. The husband, the wife, never mind. If you've never seen the show, I'm not going to start it. But anyway, apparently they have been indicted on tax evasion, federal tax evasion crimes, you know. And they can sit there, and they went online on social media, the Instagram. They went online and stated their side of the story, and everybody's entitled to stare. Well, yeah, that's what people did. But everybody's entitled to share their side of the story. However, folks, when it comes to paying your taxes, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who stole from you, who did what. It's still your name on the bottom line. It's still your name associated with those taxes. And guess what? You have to pay your fair share. And if you choose to, you know, well, it's not because of us, it's because of this other individual, this evil doer. Well, you know what? It still doesn't matter. What happens is that you still owe those taxes. Had you been proactive enough and gotten ahead of it and done something positive, maybe it wouldn't have been so much to the point that, you're being charged with a crime of tax evasion. Everybody else, all of those viewers have to pay taxes. I got to pay taxes. You got to pay taxes. Everyone else has to pay taxes. So what's the leadership side of this? Well, here's the spin. It's got nothing to do with the taxes. What it has to do with is passing the buck, not taking blame for your actions, for rather pointing the finger than instead trying to address the problem. To just say, hey, look, we hired somebody a long time ago. They were evildoers and they did these bad things with our name and all of this and all that and our money. And that's where they're going to lie. That's where they're going to stay. That's where they're going to be. That's where they're going to keep it to, as opposed to saying, you know what? At the end of the day, folks, it is our responsibility. And I get it. You know, you're trying to minimize the impact, lessen the impact. But ultimately, it's like I said, the ball's in your court. The tax form's got, you know, your name to pay. You've got to pay. We all have to pay. That's the price we pay for living in this nation. And if we don't like it, well, then we change the laws, but we don't try to evade it. We don't try to cheat the system. We try to work around to change the laws. That kind of leader is that? What kind of individual is this that now he's going to... I mean, I'm trying not to get too far attached into this story, but it is a little disturbing. It is a little disturbing that, you know, it's going to get itself fixed out. I get it. It's going to be fine. But again, there's that thing where, you know, you just need to just stand up and just say, you know what? Yeah, we hired the wrong individual. It starts with us. It ends with us. And that's that. Other thing in the news, something I thought about because I saw this and it just caught my eye just as I was leaving the newsroom. There's trademark infringement, or there's possible trademark infringement on the phrase Taco Tuesday. apparently some company many years ago came up with this promotion called Taco Tuesday. Now it's commonplace everywhere. I mean, it's online all the time. Hashtag Taco Tuesday. You're going to get inundated with images. And so now somebody's trying to make a buck off of this, the same thing. You know, that's fine. That's fine. If you have a sound stance, it's a business issue, it's sound, it's valid, it's a great solid argument, you've got your foundation, you've got your basis for why you're trying to claim this copyright or this trademark infringement, then more power to you. I'm all for that. I know this, I understand this, I've been on the receiving end of, well, somebody taking my work and claiming it as their own work, and it happens. But again, sometimes you don't need to be so bad about it. Don't need to be so cruel about it. Don't need to be so rough about it. You know, it's kind of like, do you think IBM, registered trademark, it goes around saying, oh, well, you know, it's synonymous with machines in our businesses. We're going to Xerox this piece of paper. You think Xerox is one, is out there, there are accountants out there clicking every time somebody says the word Xerox? No. Kleenex, there's another one, Kleenex. Same thing. How many times? Oh, pass me a Kleenex, and it's not the brand, but it's synonymous with that type of tissue paper. So again, sometimes we got to be careful with what we do. Maybe they need to exploit the opportunity of Taco Tuesday, and not try to fight it. Well, folks, that bell right there tells me it's time. It's time to go. It is Tuesday, August 13, 2019. Until tomorrow, have a great evening. Have a great Wednesday. Have a great. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.